This is Wagner Live. If it's going on in business, he's talking about it. Real, raw, and direct. Let's do it.
This is Wagner Live, and this is Wagner Dos Santos.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Wagner Dos Santos, and this is Wagner Live. In this episode, I'll be giving you an update on the top marketing news during the week of July the 18th. And I have updates on Snapchat, artificial intelligence, and wait for it, Pokemon Go. If you're part of the live video audience, be sure to stick around after the show for some Q&A. But now, let's get started. So, Pokemon Go. I'm sure you guys haven't heard enough about Pokemon Go at this point. There was, I'm obviously being facetious. So a man from Brooklyn, and this sounds like the lead into a joke, but there are two men in Brooklyn. A man from Brooklyn thinks he's the first person to catch all of the Pokemon on Pokemon Go that are available in the U.S. There are thought to be 142 Pokemon in the country. He thinks he's the first person to catch all of them. If you thought that you were going to make it first, I think someone's got you beat, but second place isn't that bad either. So keep on going and keep catching the Pokemon, but be careful because Pokemon Go players in Bosnia have been found wandering into minefields. A Bosnian demining charity posted a warning on Facebook urging Pokemon Go players to exercise caution because they're going into minefields. That's crazy. But if you've seen the news and you've watched YouTube, you've seen this hysteria that's going on with Pokemon Go. Not too long ago, I saw on video mobs of people in Central Park catching one of the Pokemon. Now, I'll admit, I really didn't grow up with Pokemon, and I don't really know the names of all the characters, and I'm sure that my audience probably knows a lot more than I do about it. I'm just a marketing guy, and I look at it from the marketing potential, but some character was very important for them to catch in Central Park, and so mobs of people were there. I mean, it was crazy. You would think, really, if you saw the video, you know what I'm talking about. And if you didn't, go look for it. You would think that there was a pile of money stashed somewhere in Central Park, the way that they were mobbing there. I mean, it's crazy. And how about this? In McDonald's, McDonald's in Japan, rather, the stock is soaring after reports that suggest it will be the first advertiser on Pokemon Go. Imagine that. Seems like a great fit. And the fast food giant is saying that they've already started selling Pokemon Happy Meals in the region. So that's the news with Pokemon. And as I've said in my previous shows, there is definitely not only a craze and an excitement and a hysteria around Pokemon Go, but because of that, there seems to be some potential. I would say this even, and I'm sure some of you guys would agree. It seems to me, and it seems to many, that there's a lot of potential for brands and marketers to jump in on this and exploit the benefits of Pokemon Go, right? Pokestops has been something that a lot of advertisers have been looking into, and a lot of brick and mortar stores, retail, have reaped the benefits of people coming into their store to catch a Pokemon and then hopefully shop in that store. And now Pokemon has been talking about sponsored locations with a cost per visit type of ad platform. But I wonder if you guys feel the same way, if the hysteria is so big that it's going to fizzle out. We've seen in history this happen many times where something gets so huge and so big that finally it just fizzles away. So it'll be interesting to see if that's the case. I hope not. That's not the case. It's left to be seen. And my friend Pat is here. Hello, Pat. So now let's move on to artificial intelligence. So Macy's launched an in-store personal shopping assistant called Macy's On Call. Very innovative name. And it's powered by IBM's Watson AI technology. So another thing that we've been hearing a lot about, of course, has been AI, artificial intelligence, and how it will be part of future entertainment, for future educational platforms, and really supporting humans in processes and efficiencies of processes. Well, Google has been definitely on the forefront of that technology. In addition to IBM and their Watson platform, Google is using currently AI to cut energy consumption in its data centers by up to 15%. And this AI system is a system built in the UK by research lab DeepMind. And DeepMind is also going to be they're also going to be developing some transparent types of projects for healthcare. And there's about 148 patients right now reportedly that have opted out of a kidney monitoring project. They're looking to heavily get into healthcare and are hoping that they're going to be able to convince others that it's a worthy process. It's also going to be safe. And if we remember anything from the Twitter scandal that happened not too long ago, one would wonder if artificial intelligence may go awry, and instead of monitoring it kidneys, it starts extracting a lung. So I can understand there be some concerns there, but AI is definitely something that is bubbling up and is something for us to pay very close attention to moving forward. Snapchat. Snapchat is also in the news. Big surprise there. Almost as big of a surprise as Pokemon Go being heavily in the news. Well, I've reported some of the many changes, including memories and some of the additional elements that Snapchat has been bringing in, inclusive of their aggressive move forward with advertising and bringing in media advertising experts to come into their team, because that's how serious they are in moving to that platform. Well, another addition has been their Bitmoji. Not emoji, but Bitmoji. And this update was so popular that it actually crashed the servers and shut the app down. And but this has been a very popular feature that that people have been using, that that has actually been more popular than even the memories feature. And Snapchat has another feature that, this wouldn't be another feature, but actually the same feature, the Bitmoji feature. They actually paid Bitmoji. Pat is saying here, Bitmoji equals money. Yeah, I think one could look at it that way too. Maybe there's a hidden message in all of this. They paid $100 million for this technology, and it lets users create a cartoon avatar that essentially looks like themselves. And this is a new patent, and it's something that is among many other patents that they've actually registered recently. And one of them is a facial recognition patent. And I reported this previously, that there has been a lot of conversation about this or assumptions of what this facial recognition technology could be. And the patent shows that it could be for a security measure that essentially it will recognize someone's face to scan new photos and help delete them or refuse to allow an image to be shared without permission. But many also think that it has the ability to recognize products and brands so that if you, let's say, snap a Coca-Cola or if you snap a tennis racket, a soccer ball, something, that it could then serve up advertisements to you, perhaps even a coupon or a discount related to that product or service just by interpreting the photograph or the snap rather that you took. So we don't know too much yet, aside from what the patent says, which really is just very, as patents are, very direct to the technology and what it can do. But looking at the technology, and if you look at the patent, which is open to the public, it shows that there are a lot of possibilities with this technology. So I really do hope that we do see how advertising and marketing messages could be much more tailored to the person snapping. For example, in addition to a coupon or an ad, let's say I'm in France and I shoot a picture of the Eiffel Tower. Well, maybe there are some stickers or some there's a Bitmoji available or some other element that is related to that. So pretty interesting stuff. And then last but not least, on Snapchat, they launched a new login with Snapchat button. So for you guys that are familiar with what Facebook, Google Plus, and many others have done to facilitate your ability to log into a website or an app using the buttons for those social media platforms, also allowing you to integrate your experience and share your experience. Well, Snapchat is jumping into that too. So soon you'll be able to do the same thing by having a digital ID that follows you throughout the web that links to your Snapchat account. So that's something else coming up. And then advertising news, we got Spotify that's making news on their programmatic audio ads. And those are going to be available on its platform very soon. They've struck deals with the Rubicon Project, the Trade Desk, AppNexus, and programmatic media buying is huge. And it is transcending digital into traditional and other formats. Spotify is now making those audio ads available. And another bit of news for advertising is also related to Brexit. Now, a lot of international advertising and media folks have been concerned with the impact of Brexit on the advertising industry. And the latest numbers show that print advertising revenues were down 8% in the 3 weeks after the European Union referendum. But that was actually better than the 11-month decline in the 11-month decline in the 3 months to the end of June. So really not as drastic as anyone imagined. And of course, every industry is looking very closely at Brexit's impact on the economy and trade. This is an interesting bit of news too that happened this week. With, for those of you guys that are familiar with the Dollar Shave Club, I was a fan of theirs from the very beginning. Loved their videos that went viral. And notice I didn't say viral video; I said videos that went viral. Because those of you that know me, it's a pet peeve of mine when you call them viral videos, because you don't create something that you press a button and they go viral. So, but I'm actually was very interested in finding out, and not a surprise, that Unilever picked up the brand for a whopping $1 billion. And Paul Pullman, who is the CEO of Unilever, says that he thinks the subscription model could be utilized across the business. And he also says that what he likes about it is that it's really an innovative and disruptive brand with a cult-like following of diverse and highly engaged users. Now, the question will be, for those of you that know Dollar Shave Club and you know, Unilever and their brands. Well, you know, the Dollar Shave Club, yes, was very disruptive and innovative, but did have and does have a cult following. But is that going to change now that a large commercial brand like Unilever picked it up? It's very typical that larger brands are trying to cut into the independent space, the grassroots, and they want to have a little taste of that. But the problem is essentially that a large corporation is a large corporation, and it worked for the Dollar Shave Club because of who they were. I don't know if it's going to continue to translate in that authentic, sincere way through Unilever. I have nothing against the brand. I think Unilever is a great brand, but certainly a big brand. So we'll have to see how this works. But, you know, kudos to the ownership of the Dollar Shave Club. $1 billion is a beautiful chunk of change. Now, for those of you that use Slack, I use Slack, the messaging and communications app. They are quietly investing in a chatbot startup. And what's interesting about that is chatbots are and bots are in the news a lot lately with Facebook Messenger and a lot of other apps. Those developers of bots are very high in demand now, and they are being asked to automate a lot of processes, not only for customer service, to automate some of the simple questions and commands that happen that can substitute the need for a human or manual response, but also to be able to do some predictive responses and perhaps upselling or making recommendations to a travel destination, or you know, interpreting someone's conversation, which seems kind of creepy, I know, for some people. But again, it's a bot. It's not a real person listening to you. But of course, someone could argue that, well, maybe that data is being logged in by somebody, but I don't want to go into all that. But the interesting thing about these bots is that it's able to interpret the words, the conversation, to then serve up some information for you that might be relevant. I mean, you may be talking to your friend on Facebook Messenger, and you're talking about a cool new program that came out, or maybe a nice dress that you want, or another product or service that then the bot can interpret and show you exactly where you need to go to buy it, or maybe where you can find a better one. So that's why bots are kind of interesting. I find them interesting. Can they be abused? Of course they can, but anything can, right? And then this also was kind of interesting and shocking at the same time. I don't know if you guys saw the latest video commercial video spot that came out from Merck. And so Merck, the pharmaceutical company, has an HPV vaccine, and the spots are targeting parents. And essentially, what the disturbing part is, if you look at the spots, they're shaming the parents for not giving their children the HPV vaccine. And the ad is for the vaccine called Gardasil Gardasil. And yeah, I think I pronounced it correctly. And good message to perhaps give to parents for preventative care and to help their children fight this this virus from attack later in life that can then cause many complications such as cancer and so forth. But the tack that they took in shaming parents, you'll have to see the video, but they have a lot of shots of kids, real tight shots showing them looking into the camera as if you're the parent, and the kid really questioning the decision the parent made for not giving them the vaccine. So kind of, you know, kind of controversial. And then as far as I was talking about Facebook Messenger, and now numbers show that 1 billion people now use Facebook's Facebook Messenger. And so Facebook Messenger is something that was the further innovation and growth of that platform was discussed in the last conference from Facebook. And they, Zuckerberg and team, had really stated that Messenger was going to be much more than what it has been over the years, that you would be able to do a lot more with it, inclusive of these bots that are going to be there, games and other integrations. Essentially, Facebook would like to see Facebook Messenger be the only messaging app that you use on your phone, replacing standard SMS and MMS technology that is part of your smartphone. Will this happen in the future? Not sure. Certainly their purchase of WhatsApp was part of that, and they knew that WhatsApp was a big competitor in that space. So bringing them into the fold and maybe eventually merging them together could be part of that grand design. But of course, the native text messaging, SMS messaging apps that all the smartphones have, it's going to be difficult for Facebook to completely replace that. But who knows? Maybe they will sometime in the future. And last but not least, I want to bring up Nike. Nike started a new campaign showing plus size models on their Nike Women Instagram account. And this caused quite a stir, because we're accustomed to seeing sports brands like Nike showcasing very fit, athletic people. So showing a plus size model for some seemed like a huge departure for the brand. However, Nike co-founder Bill Bowerman, his famous quote was that if you have a body, you are an athlete. So truth be told, they are very much within, of course, everybody knows the just do it tagline, but this this quote and famous philosophy of his shows that they're really staying true to what they believe in. Well, that's it for our show for today. Thank you so much for joining me. Be sure to use hashtag VagnerLive to send me your feedback, communicate with the show, and for links to future live broadcasts. Also, be sure to visit Vagner.live for replays, blog posts, and more. Until next time, this is Vagner.
You've been listening to Vagner Live.
Vagner is an advertising agency executive, and it's his passion to talk about business without the fluff and blowing smoke. Having owned and operated several different businesses since the age of 17, and with 20 years of experience in advertising and marketing,
he may be just a tad bit qualified.
We hope you enjoyed the show. Catch him on social media at Vagner Live and hit the website at Vagner.live. We'll see you again next week.